produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com.
Whether on a train, plane, ferry, or automobile, these days I'm never far removed from listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash and weekly news on my computer or iPod. Where else in the world can folks listen to up-to-date information produced specifically for cannabis consumers? This is Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre, and Normal is growing the truth about cannabis, and the harvest is yours to reap. Tune in every day at 4:20 p.m. for your Daily Audio Stash. Get hooked up with Normal's daily and weekly news podcast by visiting norml.org or normalaudiostash.com.
Welcome back to the Audio Stash today. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. We've got another great stash of audio, and this one will last you all weekend. Take a moment to join Normal at norml.org. Fridays, we relax a bit here on the stash with travel and entertainment segments, along with longer sets of music and comedy. Let's get into our first segment today, a report on cannabis tourism from Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre. This growing industry is having a definite impact on travel overall, as everyone else cashes in on America's backward marijuana policy. Alan points out some creative journeys along green paths around the world.
Contradictions, hypocrisies, and ironies. These laments can be directed at numerous aspects of marijuana prohibition, but a favorite at Normal is to observe emerging cultural and economic trends that exist because of prohibition, not despite of it. Case in point, cannabis tourism. Surely every year when the drug czar and his minions convene to write their annual work of fiction, the National Drug Control Strategy, none of the participants likely realize, and certainly do not acknowledge, that yet another unintended consequence of their official actions and policymaking is to fuel the ever-growing cannabis tourism business, resulting in American tourists traveling and spending their tax dollars outside of the U.S. borders, seeking to responsibly use marijuana without government intrusion. Normal was reminded recently about how mainstream cannabis tourism now is, and what a terrible joke the U.S. government's war on cannabis consumers has become, when a top travel webpage, Kayak.com, launched a new series of TV ads featuring a promotion for travel to Amsterdam, specifically to smoke ganja. Kayak's provocative ad can be viewed at kayak.com. Look on Trip Ideas. For citizens who enjoy consuming cannabis or need access to it as a therapeutic, cannabis-friendly tourism is blossoming all around us. Suggestions from Normal to escape America's misguided marijuana prohibition and to experience societal tolerance for marijuana are to contact a commercial promoter who has experience with cannabis-related travel. Sign up soon for High Times' annual Cannabis Cup Awards in Amsterdam this coming November. You can get information at apothecarytravel.com or at hightimes.com. When in Amsterdam, check out the Hash and Hemp Museum. largely designed and planned by California activists and authors Chris Conrad and Mickey Norris. You can get more information at hashmuseum.com. Visit Canada's most cannabis-friendly city, Vancouver, a.k.a. VDAM, and their West Hastings street scene. You can check it out at hightimes.com. Type in the search engine, Vancouver. Consider traveling to other cannabis-loving countries in our hemisphere, such as Jamaica, Montserrat, Costa Rica, and Belize. And in Europe, Switzerland, Portugal, Spain, Germany, and Belgium. For the travel challenged who must experience firsthand what real freedom looks like regarding retail access to a cannabis cornucopia of high-quality whole-smoked ganja, hash products, and edibles, join the thousands of American cannabis tourists at this November's High Times Cannabis Cup in honoring Oaksterdam's Richard Lee, the High Times Freedom Fighter of the Year, a hero to many who has dedicated his life to bringing Americans the same level of freedom and personal autonomy that our brethren in the Netherlands enjoy. This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, in Washington, D.C.
To Alan St. Pierre for that report. Links to the ad Alan mentioned are up at normalaudiostash.com. Now it's time for some tunes here from the Hempilation 2 album. Here's Mike Watt with Side Mouse and the Bomb.
Some mouse in the bar. bong bong. Sanasana bong. Sanasana bong. Sanasana bong. Sanasana bong. Sanasana bong. Bong bong bong. Sanasana bong. Sanasana bong. Bong bong bong. Sanasana bong. Sanasana bong. Sanasana bong. Bong bong bong. Sanasana bong. Sanasana bong. Sanasana bong. Bong bong bong.
That was Mike Watt from the Hempilation 2 album. Now, we haven't had a web poll since like last week, so let's get to a web poll and everyone get voting. Go to normalaudiostash.com. Okay, we've had so much news and so much great content and audio and information for you. We haven't been able to get to our weekly web polling for about a week now. So we're going to have a special Friday web poll today. It's in relation to the cannabis tourism segment. I want to know how many of you out there have planned a vacation around marijuana. Have you ever gone on a cannabis tour? Have you taken a trip to Amsterdam, up to Vancouver, up to British Columbia, maybe even on down south of the border, something like that? Let us know. Go on up to the website, normalaudiostash.com, and let us know if you've ever taken a cannabis tourism trip. Now, I personally, I've never had the chance to do it myself. That is not to say that I really, really don't want to go to the Cannabis Cup this year, because I really want to go to the Cannabis Cup this year, but I haven't had the chance yet. I really have wanted to take a cannabis tour, and maybe a lot of you do, but if you've actually gone, let us know. Go up to normalaudiostash.com, vote in our poll this week. Let us know where you've gone, or if you're like me and you wish you can go. That's our web poll for this week. Get voting at normalaudiostash.com. Everyone should be clicking up to normalaudiostash.com and casting your votes on the web poll. Now let's get to some hip-hop from a California artist who donated some tracks for us to play here on the podcast. You know, if you're a musician or artist and you'd like to donate some tracks, contact us at podcast@normal.org. Here's Ominous Words.
Sounds penetrate bloodstreams, tugging on your heartstrings, creating a mood, try escaping the tomb, we ain't even safe in the womb. Sounds penetrate bloodstreams, tugging on your heartstrings, creating a mood, try escaping the tomb, we ain't even safe in the womb. My words vibrate with these sounds, tickling your drums, trickling till done, like a faucet with a leak. I make noise in my sleep, communication's how we must bridge the gap before the hinges snap and all the doors are shut. It's opportunity gone, controlled by the waves, mellow intense to perception near a king. So build the fence to what you think. A product of a sight, shed light for freedom. You can't fight what's leading and ain't alive and breathing. H-O-P-E, not in him but us. He was a man at best, and when it rains, we all walk on water. Thou shalt not judge, though you do, so who's true? All's created equal, except for our shoes and the fashions we choose. Whatever happened, the truth is the sounds penetrate bloodstreams, tugging on your heartstrings, creating the mood, try escaping the tomb, we ain't even safe in the womb. shed through umbilical cords. It's a political war. This ain't a country, it's a sword never before seen. Respect the red, white, and blue. Fuck the green that don't breathe and stay true. Confuse all the many that struggle for a penny. We're slaves, the wage ascending. You to a war that rages. Freedom is free, not stipulations. They freed blacks and enslaved us all. It's outrageous how time turns pages and through races they build walls. Lead or follow, I'll bleed before I swallow my pride. Wondering why all the patriots died for you to sit behind the TV and hide. Kill the static, the sun spins while our son's life's in. For a battle we can't win, comprehend. Since all the king's men who have fallen for wrongful gain, cash can never overcome hunger and pain.
I want justice, right?
Is that not justice?
That's street justice.
What's wrong with street justice?
I want to just let the animals wipe themselves out.
God will. Fuck them. Everybody looks like them. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Good guys, they die first, right? Those school kids, moms, family men, they don't want to catch the stray bullets in the noodle. To protect the sheep, you got to catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf, you understand? I said you protect the sheep by killing the motherfucking wolves. No, you didn't hear me. You listening, but you
sounds
didn't hear
penetrate
me.
Penetrate bloodstreams, tugging on your heartstrings. Creating the mood, try escaping the tomb. We ain't even safe in the womb.
That was Ominous Words with that track, Heartstrings, a California hip-hop artist who donated those tracks here to the Stash for play. You can visit his MySpace page. We got links right up at normalaudiostash.com. Now let's wrap things up today with some comedy from the album Pot's Greatest Hits. You know, you can get this stash of stand-up comedy all for yourself. And you know what? Every single purchase benefits Normal. We got links at normalaudiostash.com.
With over 50 Tonight Show appearances, this next comic is one of the funniest guys out there. He's cool. He's Franklin Ajayi.
Yeah, I was in college, and I took a final loaded and did that. I wasn't going to pass anyway. It's not like I was losing a class. You know, it was this physical anthropology class, and I was studying. But it was seemed to be the wrong shit. I was just studying the wrong shit when it came to the tests. You know, because I'd look at my tests. I remember I got the midterm back, and I went, you know, it was an F. You know what I mean? I said, wow, and I studied for this. You know, I went to the professor, and I said, can I write an extra credit report? I don't want to try to be lifting my final grade, you know, with this. I don't want to be trying to do an F. You know what I mean? He said, okay, write this report. I spent the whole weekend, wrote a 10-page report. Gave it to him Monday. Wednesday, he gave it to me. I looked at it. I said, well, you know, now I'm trying to lift two Fs, okay? Well, this is an improvement. And I had this epiphany. Fuck this class. There's no hope here. If you get an A, the best you can get in the class is an F plus. You know, I'm not into working hard for no F. You know, F has got to surprise me. You know, I can't be working towards an F. You know, that's nothing to be proud of. Tell somebody, yeah, man, I busted my ass for this F. I wrote 5 extra credit reports. I got an F on every one of them, too. I was going to write another one, and the professor said, just let it go. Said he was tired of reading my shit. So I said my plan, which was a pretty good plan, I said, you know what, I'll study hard in these other classes and lift my grade point average to cushion the F that's coming. You know, that was my plan. So I came down to the final on that day, and I woke up at 7 a.m., and I had a really good night's sleep. You know what I mean? Because I hadn't studied at all. You know? So I had quit studying, you know? And the thing was, I mean, I was amazed at how clear my mind was. My mind was so alert. It was so clear. I remember thinking, man, this is the perfect mental condition to actually take a test. Only thing you're lacking is knowledge. Your mind is right, bro. you knew anything at all about this, you would be dangerous today. Right? So I said, well, what am I going to do? I got this test at 8 o'clock. What am I going to do? And my roommate, who was a heavy pot smoker, a weed smoker, because white cats say pot, brothers say weed or herb, you know what I mean? But he left a joint in the ashtray, so I said, fuck it, I'm going to smoke this. You know, and I got to smoke it, and I'm really glad I did, because it gave me perspective. I got a little buzz going. And I said, you know, why should all the pressure be on me? You know, we're both equal participants in this test. I said, that ain't right. So I said, today, I'm going to write some shit that he's going to have trouble understanding. That's right. He ain't going to be able to just grade this test. He's going to have to show this to the department. They're all going to have to agree on this F. You are going to have to work hard to give me this F, man. That's right. I was cruising. So I went down to take the test, and I was totally detached, which is perfect. And I had this nice mode where I was kind of detached from the testing process so I could kind of observe it. You know, and I walked into the hall, and all the students were nervous. And that's when I really realized how nervous people are, man. Because you say, hey, Joe, what's up? I can't talk to you now, man. Okay? I read 15,000 pages last night. If I say one more word, it's going to all run out, all of it. It's crammed in there. I said, man, you shouldn't be cramming, man. You know what I mean? That doesn't work. You should be like me. You should get your work finished a little bit earlier. I finished all my work right around the midterm, you know, first class. The fuck did he know? Really? Oh, yeah, I finished, man. I still did all my last assignment right at the midterm. Wow, man. So I went and got the test, and I looked at the test, you know, and I was nervous because I was thinking, you know, my only fear was what if I had studied and there was something I could have answered? So I looked at the test, and I said, oh, you know, shit, I was right. You know, I can't answer shit here. It's a good thing I didn't study for this test. You know, I would have very low self-esteem after this, because I would have said, man, I can't even study the right shit. So I said, okay, I'm free. Now, how am I going to take this test, you know? And the thing was, I said, all right, how am I going to pass this test? I was into Star Trek at that time in the late 70s, and Spock was my man. So I said, I'm going to be like Spock. I'm going to take this test using pure logic. That's it. I'm going to see if that works. I'm just going to try the logic approach. Try to look at every question logically. So I got the test. The first section was 40 true and false. I said, fuck, I'll just be logical. Some of these got to be true. Some of these have to be false. I'm bound to get some of them right. I just mark them the way I feel. True, false, true, true, false, true, true, true. Nope, nope. Can't be three trues in a row. Then on the last one, man, I made the last one look like an F and a T. So I could argue. Yeah, I was going to get me one of these motherfuckers right. Just in case the law of averages didn't work. So I finished that, and I was cool. Second section was tough. It was essay. So I looked at the first question. What is a protozoa? I said, shit, let me get logical. It's got to be something. He said, elaborate. Can't elaborate on something that doesn't exist. Okay. All right. What could it be, though? That is the question. What is a protozoa? I started looking at it. Maybe it's in the word. Protozoa. 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 Go with that. Yeah, I wrote a protozoa is a professional to zoa. One who to zoas for money is a protozoa. Then I got into it because I was rolling. The weed had me rolling. In ancient days, protozoa meant to be for the tazoas. But but it has changed with modern usage. Hit that shit. Thank you all. Take care now.
My pal Tom Rhodes has lived in Amsterdam for years, and he'd like to share his international pot usage with all of you.
I love smoking weed, of course. You have to alleviate some shit every now and then. But I've been living in Amsterdam for the last few years, everybody. I just moved back to the States. Amsterdam is difficult, man, because, I mean, I want to have a family one day, you know? You can't be someone's father and be all smoked up on the weed all the time. Daddy, there's a ghost under my bed. Well, don't fucking bring him in here. Close the door, shit. I'll beat your little ass if you bring a ghost to my room. Why isn't marijuana legal in America? No one ever beat their family over some weed, unless it was missing. If you think marijuana should be illegal or if it's immoral, may I please quote from Genesis 1 and 9, all seed-bearing plants I give to you. But I've been smoking weed for a long time. I do want to tell you a few cautionary tales. This is a true thing that happened to me about 10 years ago. I was in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm not proud of it. Playing some mini mall comedy club. Hey, things have changed. And but these two girls come over to me and they're talking to me after the show, man. And it turns out they were nurses. They were really good friends. And they worked at this hospital together. And they're talking to me and they, whatever, you know. Turns out that they had always been really good friends and they always wanted to fuck a guy together. And they chose this guy that they worked with at the hospital. And they fucked him. And he told everybody. And they were mortified with embarrassment. Everyone in the town knew and everyone in this hospital knew. Then it dawns on me why they're telling me the story. I'm from out of town. So it's on, baby. We go back to my hotel room, man. And I had never been with two women before. I didn't know what threesome etiquette was. We get back to my room and I pull out a joint and I go, hey, you guys want to smoke some pot? I swear to God, they looked at each other and went, oh my God, there's drugs? We gotta go. And they fucking left, man. And that was the loneliest joint I've ever smoked in my life. Why didn't I wait until afterwards to offer it to them? I almost got busted in London a few years ago for smoking weed. I'm smoking a joint with a friend of mine. It's down to roach level, burning her fingertips. Put out, we are high. Right at that moment, man, these two cops come running up. The funny cops with the silly hats, the bobbies. And the guy goes, we saw you passing something about back there. May we search you for drugs? And I was just touched at how polite the guy was. Because in America, they beat your ass first. Then they ask the questions. And we didn't have anything because we just smoked it. And once they pat us down and saw we didn't have anything. I've never seen this before. The guy writes down his name and the address of his precinct on a piece of paper and he gives it to me. I'm like, what's this for? I swear to God, the guy goes, it's in case you'd like to press charges against us for harassment. So I did. What the fuck? Hey. How often are you going to have that opportunity? He ruined my high. I want his badge. You guys have been a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Tom Rhodes, closing it out. Let's have a round of applause for all the comedians you've seen this evening. But most of all, let's have a round of applause for pot. Yeah! See you in the parking lot!
That was comedy from the album Pot's Greatest Hits. Now you can get this stash for yourself, folks. We have links at normalaudiostash.com. And remember, while you laugh with this CD, you are helping out Normal. You listen to the Audio Stash. Vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. Everyone have a fun summer weekend out there, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.
We welcome your feedback, questions, comments, and most importantly, your support. Contact us at Normal and the Normal Foundation, 1600 K Street, Suite 501, Washington, D.C., 2006-2832, or email normal@normal.org.